see that. What does it say about ourselves as human beings? Well, trade and exchange are really important facets of what it means to be human. Markets exist, and I think we have to recognize that. And I don't mean the free market, but I mean markets, places that people buy and sell and exchange and talk. And throughout human history, whether it was at the city gate or in front of the church or in the street or in the mall, these things have all existed. And so it says there's something really important about that kind of exchange, bartering and talking and working with each other. The market is kind of cooperative, if you will. And if we view it more that way, then I think we're making something social and incredibly human better. And so if we viewed all these markets and street markets and swap meets and farmers markets as the potential for cooperative development, where we can all benefit, buyers and sellers, then I do think that that is a platform for achieving a more humane kind of economic development in the 21st century.
It's been good. And that's all we have time for on this week's broadcast of The Extra Environmentalist.
Check out our website at www.extraenvironmentalist.com. That is extraenvironmentalist.com. People can follow us on Facebook. They can find us on Twitter. We have a blog that's going on. That's extraenvironmentalist.com/blog. We are on Stitcher Radio. And we're on this station too, Justin.
As well as others. So there's many different ways that you can listen to The Extra Environmentalist. And all of our shows, we cut them down to an hour just to fit them on radio. But there's so much more available on our website that Seth was just talking about at www.extraenvironmentalist.com.
101.9. You were just listening to The Extra Environmentalist. I am your host of the Butter on the Bread show, Ryan Roselle, every Wednesday, now from 3 to 4. We are going to start things off with a local band, actually, one of Vancouver's best garage bands, Needles and Pins. This is off their new 7-inch, and the song is Picture My Face.
Kiss him. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And we are back. You just heard a band called Studio. That was the title track off their 2010 album West Coast. And they are from Sweden, actually. And that's all I know about them. But there are a lot of killer bands coming out of Scandinavia these days. And I guess 2 years ago. Before that, you heard Vancouver band Niels and Pins. They are playing November 3rd at the Astoria. And it is for the Fall Get Down Fest, which is all of that weekend, I believe starting Thursday. I don't know what day that is, but it's a whole weekend, long weekend festival. And I'm going to be playing another band in a little bit, the Ballantines, who are also playing at that festival, so stay tuned. Next is a solo project, also from Vancouver, a lady by the name of Kelarissa. She is on Mint Records. This album came out last year, I think, and it is called Moon of Neptune, and this song is Vagabond. You're listening to the Butter on the Bread Show on 101.9 CITR. We're back. Pull your microphone down, Becky.
Oh, sorry.
I'm joined in the studio with my dear friend Becky from New Zealand. Tell us something fun about New Zealand that isn't Lord of the Rings or Flight of the Conchords, so that next time the listeners approach someone from your country, they can say, hey, I know this too.
Well, New Zealand is a really long, skinny island, so you're always really close to the beach.
On either side.
Yeah. East, or, west, left, right.
It's an island.
Yeah.
North?
So, north.
South?
If you're going that way, it's going to take a little longer, but left to right, east to west.
Okay.
Do it. Go
Do
to the
it.
Beach.
How
have
long?
A swim. What's, fish and chips.
What's the longest it can take you to get to the beach in New Zealand?
Maybe like two hours, something.
Okay, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, compared to this giant, crazy land mess.
Yeah, but I mean, we're in the right place.
Yeah, we are. We are in the right place, CITR Studios.
Yes, all up in here. So I just played Kelarissa's Vagabond, and then I was like, what else is creepy and from Vancouver Synthcake is? And when I typed in to find out the CD number, they have a new album out that I didn't know about, and I just played the first song off of it called Drip. They seem to still be sticking to their circus sci-fi pop theme. It's pretty weird. I don't even know if I like that song, but I'm going to give the rest of the album a listen to later on today, probably. Becky is going to play something for us.
Yeah.
Now tell us what's coming up.
This is from a Japanese dude called Shigeto.
Ooh.
And he played here a few weeks, actually. A few weeks ago, actually, at the Fortune Sound. But
did you go?
I didn't go because I didn't even know about him. And then, like, 2 days later, I discovered
that
him.
Is the worst.
And then I was like, this guy's awesome. And then I realized he was just in town. And, yeah. But this song's called Soaring, and the album's called Lineage, and it's sweet. So
all right,
enjoy.
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
This is a call for artists with a community focus and performance artists for site-specific installation. Public Dreams is calling emerging, professional, and community artists of all disciplines to submit work that may be showcased as the marketing campaign for Illuminaris 2012. Public Dreams will bring the Illuminaris Lantern Festival back to Trout Lake. For submission guidelines, more information, or to donate, please visit publicdreams.org today.
I've got when something rubs me the wrong way, he's the first to agree. We'll be right back.
We're back. That was The Oz. I play them a lot. And that was off their new album, The Oz Attack. It's a 7-inch. And that song was Sour Candy because Ooh, They Are Inside Me has been played far too many times by Chris Horrific and myself. I'm going to play a brief advertisement now and then some Montreal music. Tops is coming up. The song is Go Away. You're listening to the Butter on the Bread Show. Becky's still here.
Brap.
She's brapping to all you lovely people listening online around the world and on the FM waves at 101.9. This is the Butter on the Bread Show. I'm trying to remember what I'm doing right now. Okay. Advertisement and then Tops. That's right. Thank you for listening.
On Friday, October 19th, local folk roots extremist Corbin Murdoch and the Nautical Mile celebrate the release of a new digital EP with two of Vancouver's finest. They've got Eden Fine Day, best known as the frontwoman of Vancouver's beloved garage rockers Vancouver, and Winter Mitts, everyone's favorite semi-orchestral bilingual genre band. There will be a constellation of quintessentially Vancouver bands aligning for the first time. So save the date, October 19th at the China Cloud, 524 Main Street. Sponsored by CITR 101.9.
to beat the marker. Shake, shake the bottle. While I'm away. While I'm away. While I'm away.
I want you to love me too.
I want you to love me too.
Well, I know that everything is okay. Well, it's a honky dory when we're together. But when I go away, well, then I'm gonna be some stormy weather.
I want the Jew to beat the marker. Shake, shake the bop.
You love me and I'm the one that's in your heart. But will that flame will burn when we are far apart?
I want my you to love me too.
Shake, shake the bop.
I want you to love me too.
Shake, shake the bop.
I want you to love me too.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilot. You remember Pilot from the New Testament?
Not just Pilot. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilot want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
That was some Ethiopian jazz for you by the name I'm about to butcher, Malatu Atsatake. Becky. Becky doesn't do anything now. She doesn't talk.
She just laughs and brats me in. You talk more, so it's hard for me to talk.
All right, say it. Tell me something fun, Becky.
I'm fun.
Becky is fun.
Sometimes.
Would you rather have horse legs or chicken legs, but if they were proportionate to your body?
Well, horse legs, for sure.
Think about it, though.
Not just for aesthetic purposes. Well, think about the gusto in the loins of a horse's leg.
Right, but they have four of them, and you would only have two. Unless you could have horse hooves for arms if you wanted, but no one wants that.
Well, I've been to a freak show in Venice Beach, and I've seen that differences sometimes are okay with the number of limbs you have.
Right.
So,
but this is a horse.
What do you think about that?
But I'm just saying, like, don't you think that it'd be harder to walk on two little horse hooves than if you had, like, talons?
Don't you think that if you had tiny little chicken legs to support your body?
No, they're proportionate. They're like ostrich legs. I said proportionate to your body.
Well, okay.
Obviously, you could either have a horse's legs or little chicken legs, that wouldn't even work.
You weren't clear. All right. Fine. Okay, I'll change my
opinion. You don't have to change. I don't want to peer pressure you.
Well,
All right, I'm supposed to be passing you the auxiliary cord.
Okay, I'm going to play a tune.
Tell us.
I'm going to play a tune for y'all. This is some Afrobeat by a guy called Ebo Taylor. He's from Ghana. And he is awesome. This track is called Peace on Earth. And it's from his album Life Stories.
Okay.
Boom.
Thank you.
Show has come to a conclusion.
Aww.
Thank you, Becky, so much for being here.
No problem, man.
Becky just
had a great time.
Her show demo, actually.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's called Sticky Fingers.
Can you explain
not
that,
in a,
please?
Not in a. People have been saying there's some sexual associations. That's fine if that's what you think. It wasn't my original intention. But I thought Sticky Fingers because I'm dipping my fingers into all the different musical pies, which are. some this kind of stuff, Afrobeat, but a whole bunch of stuff really, like hip hop, soul, reggae, dub, electro, experimental, all you can want ever really.
All right, so keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, it's
for
gonna be good.
Sticky fingers, and be sure to wash your hands before you come touch things at the station after Becky's show comes around. I should also. Oh, you just heard Evo Taylor.
Yeah, Evo Taylor.
Peace on Earth. And yes, I have one more track to play. Becky's new to Canada, obviously, so we're going to end with some Canadian hip-hop that you might be hearing on Sticky Fingers later.
Yeah.
Before we go, I should mention that two of those bands, Synthcake and The Oz, that I played, are playing at the Cosmic Zoo on 53 West Broadway, Saturday, October 20th, alongside Kill City Kids and Chi Sun for a Stars of Van City Voice. Those are the stars of Van City for you. Thank you for listening to the Butter on the Bread show. Up next is the show that we syndicate from Co-op Radio, Sne Whale. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's a First Nations show. It's awesome. So please, if you are listening to that show, I apologize that I butcher the name every single time. I just don't know how to pronounce it. Yes, so we're ending with Cadence Weapon here on the Butter on the Bread show on 101.9 CITR. Thank you for listening. I just said that twice.
Bye.
I'm never saying that again. I am thankful that you're listening, but thank you for
Get
listening.
A little
stupid.
Different, man.
Yeah. instead of that, I'm holla, holla, holla. Anything
Peace,
else?
Y'all.
Peace,
y'all.